Recently, Senator Pauline Hanson argued that fathers often receive unfavourable deals from the family court, with mothers denying them contact with their children. A little bit of a personal stake in this one for Hanson, as she's coming into it with her own son facing certain arguments in the family court. It is in fact untrue. It is extremely unlikely for fathers to be denied contact with their kids, as evidence would imply, with only 3% of all court orders in 2014, where we have some records, resulting in fathers being denied contact with their children. Pauline Hanson's unsupportive claims appear to be the driving force, however, behind the latest parliamentary inquiry into family courts, which is calling for reforms. Today we are joined in studio by Dr. Henry Carr, lecturer at the Macquarie Law School, to discuss the kind of reforms that may be looked at and may be needed. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us well across the desk this morning. Have we seen previous inquiries into the family court of this like?
Are you referring to the upcoming parliamentary inquiry?
Yep.
Yes, there have been recent reports. So in 2017, there was a parliamentary inquiry looking into family violence. This year, the Australian Law Reform Commission has published a report that looked at the family justice system and ways to comprehensively reform it. So, yes, we have seen it.
And when are we coming out of some of these inquiries into some of the issues? What would be the key issues being looked at?
Key issues would include care of children. So how should that be arranged? At the moment, there is something known as a presumption of equal shared parental responsibility. So that would be looked into. Other things that would be looked into is how the Australian system deals with family violence. And another issue is comprehensive reform of the family justice system. So how should the family court be structured?
Now, you mentioned, of course, family violence there. It's a big topic here in Australia right now. There's a lot of things going into trying to find solutions for family violence and the like. When we look at the situation in the family court, how is it dealt with? How do we actually see that dealt with?
So family violence would impact the court's decision-making in regards to parenting orders, for instance. So if there is an allegation that has been substantiated of child abuse or family violence, that would rebut the presumption of equal shared parental responsibility and may deny contact to the abusing party for the child. Family violence is not just a federal issue, it's also a state issue. If someone wanted to apply for a family violence order, commonly referred to an AVO in New South Wales, an apprehended violence order, you would go to the local court. So there is limitations on the Federal Family Court of Australia to deal with family violence.
And you mentioned there the issue of denied contact, which is, you know, one of the key issues that is leading into this inquiry right now. Is it actually common, as Senator Hanson, and certainly not just her, I don't necessarily have a lot of time for Hanson, but others have suggested, it is common for some parents, fathers, to be denied contact with their kids?
Well, according to a recent report, only 3% of fathers were denied contact with their children. So it is rather rare. In individual cases, there may well be parties who lie, whether male or female, but that's not the main issue. The main issue with Senator Hanson's comments is that she misrepresents an entire demographic, namely mothers, suggesting that mothers frequently, or at most, make up allegations of family violence in order to gain exclusive contact with their children. That's not founded within the statistics.
Looking at some of the issues individuals might have, though, with the family court system, what kind of obstacles are in place for say, a parent who wants to argue their case in front of the courts?
Is this a question about family violence, or is this a more general question?
No, more general question. So in terms of anybody who would be coming to the family court with a case, with an argument regarding their shared parenting or their parenting arrangements. What kind of obstacles are actually in place?
Well, there are obstacles in just accessing the justice system because of the high costs and the long delays. Putting that aside, there's also the evidentiary burden that a party must demonstrate before the court. It's often he said, she said, so that can be quite difficult. But there are ways that the court tries to find more objective criteria in order to resolve this issue. So there's something known as independent children's lawyers who represent the best interests of the child in court. There are family consultants, psychologists can write expert reports to attempt to objectively portray the family situation.
So if we put aside the kind of reforms that Pauline Hanson and the like claim are necessary, are there other reforms that you could see from the legal perspective that do need to be addressed?
I think a serious issue is how the family justice system currently operates. A lot of people find it very difficult to understand. It's complex. As I already mentioned, there are long delays and high costs involved in the system. So the current system does need significant reform. At present, if you do go to the Family Court of Australia for final trial, it can cost over $100,000, and the trial could be in excess of 2 years. So these are serious issues. So one proposal that was presented by the Australian Law Reform Commission this year was to introduce state-based family courts, just like in Western Australia. So the Family Court of Western Australia is the only state-based court. The advantage of having a state-based court is that they can exercise both federal and state jurisdiction over family law. That would lead to greater information sharing and a more coherent response to deal with the current issues that plague the family justice system.
And just as a final point, just briefly, we talk about those reforms and those path to reforms. Is a parliamentary inquiry the best path to be taking to see them put in place?
From a political perspective, the answer would be yes. That would help spur political action, but I think that there have already been many inquiries and reports into this issue, so I'm not sure what else this new parliamentary inquiry would add apart from spurring politicians into action.
Well, Henry, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Henry Carr, a lecturer at the Macquarie Law School of, Macquarie University, joining us here on The Daily to discuss the latest parliamentary inquiry into the Australian family court system, the reforms suggested, and the reforms that may actually be needed.